joining me right now to talk a little Texas politics, a little national politics as well, from mustreadtexas.com, co-founder of that website. Also, GOP strategist Matt Mikowiak. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming on today. We're taking a look. Of course, it's very busy. All the candidates and campaigns are getting ready for Election Day tomorrow. There are a few stories out there. I know Texas Tribune has one. I believe the Dallas Morning News, they might have had another one either this weekend or earlier this past week, about candidates getting ready for a runoff. If you know that the campaign's about to go into a runoff, how does strategy start shifting from the race that you're in now to a runoff?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at all these statewide races, with the exception of the governor, you have multi-candidate fields. And so, you know, job number one is to make sure that you get in the runoff, because you can't plan for a runoff if you're not in it. And so you want to make sure you're in either first or second. Obviously, you want to try to be in first, put yourself in as strong position as possible. But in some cases, you don't have the resources to do that, or someone else is better positioned. But in a runoff, everything changes because, you know, traditionally speaking, runoff turnout is lower than a, you know, sort of a primary runoff turnout is lower than a primary turnout, right? Now we had an exception to that with the Ted Cruz race last year, where you actually had more people turn out in the primary runoff than you did in the primary.
Yeah.
But this time around, I don't think anyone's really expecting that. So, you know, look, once you get into runoff, it's a totally different race. You both start at zero. You do expect that, you know, a good chunk of the vote you had in the primary would stay with you in the runoff, but it's very hard to motivate people to vote in the primary, let alone a runoff. So runoffs are generally considered to be more conservative, and a smaller turnout. And so at that point, you want to think about, if I'm in the runoff, do I need to conserve resources? How much can I raise in a runoff? How much do I need? And those are all the kinds of questions that candidates and campaigns are trying to answer.
Right now, the early vote throughout the state, some counties are up, some counties are down when it comes to early voting. That has nothing to do with voter ID. It has everything to do with nobody knows exactly who they're voting for just yet, correct? I mean, how do these candidates turn people out on election day, which typically in Texas, a lot of people like to go and vote early and not so much on election day? You might see a difference tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, you're generally seeing an early vote end up around, you know, 50% of the vote in Texas. I think so far you have just under 600,000 people or so who've early voted. That would mean that you'd have, you know, 1.2 million or so overall votes in the Republican primary. So, you know, what's interesting to me is that with this strange weather we're having in Texas, I know it's very cold up in West Texas and North Texas right now, with ice in Dallas. I mean, there's a lot of areas that are dealing with some difficult weather and will be tomorrow as well. So if you didn't want to early vote and you wanted to vote on election day, but tomorrow there's bad weather, I don't know, you know, it's going to test sort of the commitment level of a lot of voters. And so, that is one question you have to answer, is sort of how does everything look? I think a lot of times, if these statewide races aren't creating enough excitement, then the question is, do the down-ballot races create excitement? You obviously have a couple state Senate primaries, a number of state rep primaries, and local races that are creating a lot of attention, a lot of excitement.
Yeah. Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Matt, the Austin American-Statesman, they had a headline on Saturday. It was Tuesday's Republican primary shaping up as a referendum on Cruz. Do you think that's true?
Well, look, everything Senator Ted Cruz does gets a lot of attention, and I think maybe we're reading a little bit too much into it. But in terms of, you know, the one example I think that really does stand out is that Ted Cruz did say some positive things about Ken Paxton, the state senator McKinney, who's one of the three candidates running for attorney general. And what's interesting is Paxton took what was not a full endorsement, but was just a positive comment, and put it on his TV ad.
Right.
And the TV ad is helping Paxton really surge in that race. I heard some chatter late last week that Paxton may finish first, ahead of Dan Branch, who's a state rep from Dallas, who had by far the most financial resources in the race. So, you know, I think folks are going to read a lot into Cruz. They're going to read a lot into whether Connie Burton is successful in her state Senate race in Fort Worth. But there's some other candidates that he's also stepped up for. He stepped up for the three Supreme Court incumbents. And so we'll see. I, you know, my sense is, look, I don't think Senator Cruz has really fully stepped out and really started to help that many candidates, with the one exception of Connie Burton. I believe Connie and the Supreme Court incumbents are the only three he's actually endorsed. There are others he's made positive statements about, like State Senator Donna Campbell and New Braunfels and Paxton and others. But in terms of actually endorsing and helping candidates, I think it's really just Connie and the Supreme Court candidates. So in terms of his sort of sway, I think I'd start with those four, the three incumbents and Burton, and then I'd probably expand to Paxton, because Paxton's used Cruz's positive statement as such a major for the campaign.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, you can visit mustreadtexas.com, a website that he co-founded. Matt, what can people find this morning? And obviously throughout the week is going to be election stuff, but what can people find on mustreadtexas.com?
Yeah, I mean, I'm updating it as we speak. A lot of stuff up. My co-founder and I, Jason Stanford, appeared on WFA Inside Texas Politics Sunday morning in Dallas about the governor's race and some of these other races that are going into runoff, so you can find that video clip. I also just learned there was a Wall Street Journal editorial over the weekend looking into sort of dark money and outside groups and lawsuits in Texas, and that is behind their paywall, but you can find that link if you have a Wall Street Journal account. There's lots of other news on there. We'll be updating all the election results on mustreadtexas.com as well.
Great. Matt Mikowiak, appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one. That's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter, @MattMikowiak.